We have a motion. Can we have a motion to bring the meeting back to order?
Motion.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Maria. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, meeting's back to order.
We don't have everybody.
One, two, three.
We're missing Mr. Frieda.
Five, six, seven. You got a majority of the board.
Right. So we had a seven. Do something before that.
Yes.
Go ahead, Pam.
You ready for me?
Yep.
Do you want to transition to some board goals?
Well, we, can we just finish?
I didn't know if you finished or not.
We didn't finish this. I just want to.
We still have a motion on the floor.
We still have a motion on the floor. So we need to vote on this?
We need more than Dr. Clark.
It was a request to table.
We're going to motion to table.
We're going to motion to table.
Correct.
Which we have to vote on.
We need a straw vote.
A straw vote, right?
Well, the motion to table.
I thought we did that, but we had a consensus.
We did straw, but now we need to confirm the motion to table until the next meeting.
Right, we need to motion to, we need a motion to table, a second to table, and a vote to table, and then a draw to table.
Okay.
I move to table the motion to confirm the board code of conduct, values.
A second.
And is that with a unanimous straw vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have a motion to table the vote on the core values. Any discussion on that motion? This is a motion to table until our next meeting, the core values. Seeing no discussion, let's have a roll call vote on that, please.
Mrs. Krusty?
Yes.
Mr. Frieda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan? And Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
Mr. President, may I make a suggestion?
Sure.
I would like to offer that in light of this really difficult discussion that we've been having, that it might be an idea to sit down with the two parties and a mediator, and I would be happy to volunteer to do that, to try and work through some of these issues outside of the board table so we can come to some resolution. It's going to take a commitment on all parties, okay, that we would work towards a solution. Because I feel strongly, I've met with most of you, all right? And we've had long conversations about the importance and value of education and how we want to focus on that. I believe with all my heart, and trust me, I would not have come to Clinton Township if I did not believe this with all my heart, that each of you cares deeply about the students here and about education and focusing on that. I think we all agree that we want to get past this, and to get past it, we have to come to some sort of resolution, and I'm not sure that we can do that at the board table. I think it may take face-to-face with the two parties involved. And so I would like to ask if the two parties involved would like to meet. And it's gonna take more than one meeting and some time and some compromise on both parts, and a way to work through this for the good of the school district. So, Mr. Frieda, are you willing to work with me and Mr. Dinkoff and try and come to some resolution?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkoff, are you willing to try and work this through?
I'll try.
Okay. So we have a plan. And now we can talk about education.
All right, since it's late, I'm going to give you the magical formula for developing your board goals. You take your self-study, and I think you're maybe getting more information, but this is the matrix. It's the same discrepancy model they use in special education. What's important to you is listed on in the first column. You said how much you value it as a board. And the second column is how you evaluated yourself as board members. As a board collectively, and I love this, it's always happened every year. You rate yourself lower as a board than you do individually. It always looks like that. It's kind of interesting. So then you look at the discrepancy model. So I believe in the military's theory of you can't work on more than three goals at a time and really seek to accomplish anything. So my recommendation to you is you value your work in finance, but you rated yourself really relatively low in your performance. Board performance, you value that, again, rated relatively low. And then in board and community, you value it, but again, there's the discrepancy model. So if you gather, I don't know that all your board members did this, if you get the rest of the data and then apply this matrix, you can then look at it and simply say, which I think, particularly in board performance, the thing you did tonight with the core values is going to go a long way in looking at those. And you can write those as your strategic objectives. You can evaluate yourself either at each meeting or collectively at the end. And that's as simple as it is, but you then focus on those three main things. It may come out differently when everyone finishes the evaluation. It may be the same, but that's how you set your targets.
So, and right now there's two board members that have not completed the survey?
I heard that only, how many did it?
And I can't do it.
We're only going to be eight because Dan was...
We have two more that need to do it.
He doesn't count.
I would recommend you do that. I don't know that would be markedly different, but that's really the magic to saying, okay, we value this. Now, what can we do to up our performance in that area? And they're already designated for you. So it's what they call the gap analysis. And you can do that with the others now. You're doing such important work, and it's really hard. And I think your idea, I was going to volunteer to do that, so bless you. I think that's a great idea to work this offline. I do applaud you for your listening to each other and trying to work through very messy, hard stuff. And I can tell you at this moment, I have no idea what the issue is. That just goes to show you I'm hearing the emotion and the feelings. And I don't want to know, quite frankly. So the fact that you're staying at the table, you're making suggestions for solutions and dialing back. And that for you to bring up the core values, I really will want to write an article about this board and that you're holding yourselves to higher standards. I need it. I'm doing it in a serious way. I love, love, love working with you. And I have four. I want you to award this book tonight to someone in this room who took the greatest risk and then show you this book. Who took the biggest risk tonight? There's a room in it? All right, then you get Paul off the Press, Great by Choice.
For coming here.
You know the first book is good to break.
Right, yeah.
That's right, this is his new one.
Okay, I will read this. I will do a summary and I will send it to you all.
Focus on education.
So if you'll just, in closing, just tell me one thing tonight, aside from the very stressful, painful discussions that you had, that you learned or you're thinking about or you'll take with you either in your work or in your work together that may have been inspired or annoyed you, anything. I just want to go away with some feedback.
Real quick?
Yes.
With what Dr. Clark just said, and with Mark and Jim agreed to, I think I learned that there's always a third way. I wasn't done for a sticker, but I'll take a sticker.
Not saying anything now, no stickers.
It's out, Maria, we're all going to go home with trophies.
I think one thing without getting a sticker is that when there's an issue, it's important to address it early on and not let it build. And so in that regard, that, you know, maybe something should have been done 6 months ago, 4 months ago.
It's like the traffic jam. If you're all really nice to each other, you know where you're going, but then we get closer, it's like that. Okay, so that's good. Anything else that resonated with you, any of the videos, anything that just, you know, wow, like I still can't get over that ADHD.
That's good.
In the Northeast, that's what really resonated with me. The Northeast.
Anytime you travel outside of the Northeast, when I traveled with work, it was like your shoulders would go. And then
I was
you come back and
get surprised that didn't exist in California. It would be population density based, but I guess not.
It should lay back out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thank you so much for your. I'm always enlightened when I work with people and I learn, and I think that you've given me some things to think about, and I just think you're fabulous. And you're doing such great work for these kids, and that's what you're trying to do, and it's hard. So I say. You and
thank you for having me.
And if you've got any other business, go ahead, because I'm packing up.
Thank you.
Thanks. Did we ever? Is it too late? Are your brains fried?
Oh, here you go.
Do we have a motion to, do we have any other business that has to come before the board? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Board goals, are we going to do that tonight, or are we fried?
I'm fried.
When do we have to have them done by?
Should happen before the beginning of the school year.
I can template it out for you. It's based on your own self-evaluation. I'll be happy to do that, and then you can do any refinement to it. But I'm happy to take what you've given me.
All right. That would be wonderful. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah. Dr. Clark, were you? I can't remember what the agenda said, but were you supposed to work on your goals this evening as well?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't on.
No.
I just want to make sure. That's very important, and we can't make that.
This must be part of the
I'm meeting with Jeff Scott tomorrow morning, and so I'm getting some clarification from him on some of the quantitative area goals, because they have to be approved by the board, but they also have to be approved by the camp.
Right.
So I'm meeting with him tomorrow morning, and we're going to discuss that, and then hopefully I'll be able to send some ideas out for all of you to think about and comment.
Any other business that has to come up before the board? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
So moved by Dan.
Second.
Second by Michelle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Means adjourned.
Is this